All right, Holly, before we get in the program, it's time for this week's joke of the week.
Okay, so I think I saw Michael J. Fox at the Garden Center yesterday, but I'm not sure if it was him because he had his back to the fuchsia.
Uh-huh, there you go. This week's garden joke is sponsored by Rescue.com.
American-made rescue products keep your family, home, and yard protected from pests like insects, like wasps, hornets, yellow jackets, flies, ants, and more. Learn more at Rescue.com. That's R-E-S-C-U-E.com.
Well, it's time to start, and many people have in certain areas begin to start tomatoes indoors. But how to grow the best tomatoes? Most people, if they garden at all, they're going to grow at least a tomato on their patio, porch, deck in a container. Some people grow hundreds of them. Some people grow a few. We have grown tomatoes since we've started gardening before we met and during our tenure together. And we're going to go over some of the techniques in which we have...
Did you say our tenure together?
Yeah.
Who taught you that word?
I learned some stuff. I know it's amazing that I know some things about some stuff. I know it shocks you. So some of the techniques that we have learned and adapted and has worked for us in our starting seeds to harvest technique for growing tomatoes.
Do you want to hear how Joey won me over?
Let's hear a love story here.
Okay, so the first summer that we were dating, you would bring me just all these cherry tomatoes, and I would eat them as snacks when I was working.
Uh-huh.
And I thought about you, and you bringing me the cherry tomatoes, and that's our love story. There's more to it than that, but it helps.
So there is some things in which we want to start or start seeds with. Now, we can either start our seeds indoors, or we can buy them. And typically, we talked about this last week, if you buy your starts, which there's nothing wrong with that, you're going to have a more limited variety than if you are able to start them and get your seeds, let's say, from junkseed.com, where they have multiple varieties and dozens instead of a few. You can start them indoors approximately 6 to 8 weeks before your last average frost date. And you put them on a south-facing window or in under a grow light, and you can get them started that way. Or what we will begin doing this year, as we experimented last year with, Holly grew up this way, where we just plant the seeds directly in the ground at the time that we planted the transplants in the ground. And by the end of the season and throughout the season, during fruit-bearing time, they had the equal amount of fruit-bearing at the same time. So we didn't have to start. We don't have to start dozens indoors and take up a space that you may not have. You can direct sow your seeds in the ground just like you would lettuce or spinach or radishes. You don't have to do tomato plant transplants. And my recommendation would be, unless you're using fresh seeds that you bought this year, put two seeds in each hole at the time of planting when you do your tomatoes.
Right. So then when you're ready to start your seeds.
Let's go back a little bit here.
When you're ready to put them in the ground, I think.
Seed or start.
Yeah. I think at this point we can get to that now. You want to make sure that you look at the long range forecast. And also, if you have to wait a week, wait a week. And you want to make sure your soil temp is about 70 degrees, 65 to 80 is ideal. And so when you want to check your soil temp, what you do is you take like your meat thermometer. I think they probably have soil thermometers.
But meat thermometer works fine.
Put it where you would put the roots of the tomato plant and then see what it is. If it's below 65, you want to hold off. You want to make sure your soil temp is going to stay pretty consistently above 65 degrees.
Yes. Wait if you have to, because it's no worse than you plant it and then everything dies and you got to replant it again 2 weeks later. So when you plant your plant, you want to bury your plant 3/4 of the way. Now, this is if you don't do seed. If you do seed, this is not applicable to you. If you are starting starts and you plant your starts or you buy them and you put them in you plant them, you want to plant them about 3/4 of the way up the plant.
Now, you can't do this with all plants. Tomatoes are part of the nightshade family. And if you look at a tomato plant and you see these fine little hairs on the stem, you can even just feel them. Those are all possibility of roots. So when you can bury them deep because of that possibility of roots, or they will become roots.
Peppers, it doesn't work on. Yeah. Eggplants, it doesn't work on. Tomatoes are a unique species here.
So you want to keep that in mind, that you can bury them deeper, and that allows them to gain roots and pick up nutrients and grow happily.
So when you plant it deep, you want to remove everything except for the stem itself, the offshoots or the branches below soil grade. You want to snip them off, not tear them off, cut them off. And that's going to eliminate some of the potential issues your plant will have while those fibrous hairs are developing into roots. Now, you want good, well-draining soil. You want good, rich soil. People say, what do you put in the hole at the time of planting? Everybody's got every million different concoctions. You just need water and good compost. That's really all you need. You don't need Tums. You don't need powdered milk. You don't need eggshells. We had Robert Polovis on the program the first week.
The Mythbuster.
Garden Mythbuster. If you're going to use Tums, you got to use 80 per plant, assuming that you have low calcium. Eggshells take 18 months to break down to a usable form, and you're not going to have enough calcium in an eggshell or eggshells. Powdered milk, wasted time. There's so many of these things in which we've done that are not worth doing because they have no significant or any effect whatsoever on the plant. People put that stuff in the hole at the time of planting because that will fix blossom end rot. Blossom end rot is a calcium deficiency for the root of the fruit development, because it cannot access the calcium which is already in the soil, because the soil is too dry because you're not watering it. People say put Epsom salt in so much measurement of Epsom salt in 1 gallon in water. You're watering.
Epsom salt is not calcium.
It's magnesium sulfate. Yeah.
And a lot of people, so what happens is, as Joey had mentioned, when they put the Epsom salt in, they water it in, you know, they put it on their plant, or maybe just kind of cultivate it into around the plant, the soil, and then they water it. And then when that happens,
They're watering the plants. Which is releasing the calcium in which the plant needs. So in the next set of fruit it puts on, it will have the accessible amount of calcium in order to finish developing the fruit, so you don't have the black and sunken portion of the bottom of the tomato. So at the time of planting, you want to early blight is a form of a soil disease that, when splashed up on your leaves, will begin to kill your tomato plant off from the bottom up. So there's three steps in which you can eliminate or greatly reduce the effects of what early blight has on your tomatoes. One, at the time of planting, put one handful of yellow whole grain cornmeal around the base of the plant. You don't have to mix it in. Just throw it on top of the soil, water it. You don't have to worry about it. That yellow whole grain cornmeal has a beneficial bacteria in it called Trichoderma, which fights that early blight. We've done this since 2014. Bob Webster, a master gardener out of Texas and a Garden Talk radio host, we found him online. He told it, you know, everybody to do this. We thought, why not? Nothing else is working, and it's worked phenomenal. Additionally, you want to mulch some type of natural material around the base of the plant to also put a barrier between soil and plant, so when it rains or you water, splash up is minimal to none. Thirdly, trim the lower 6 to 8 inches of your plant. Leave the stem, but trim off any additional outshoots from that ground level up 6 to 8 inches. Anything from the canopy that is draping down, snip it off, prevent that soil from splashing up on it. By doing these steps, you're going to have a lot better tomato crop than you've ever had before. Additionally, we want to stake our plants.
You want to stake support your tomato plants. You want to get them off the ground, whether that be using tomato cages from the store, using two, you know, old pieces of spare plywood or whatever, or 2x4s or what have you, and using tying them, or you can do something in what we call the Florida weave, where you take posts on either end of the garden bed, and then you run two strings across at about 1 foot heights along the way, and then that way you can kind of have the tomatoes staked between those strings. But any way you can have them off the ground is very helpful. It keeps them, obviously, from having water splashing up on them. And it also is easier to pick. It gives them nice air circulation around there, prevents them from rotting, prevents, you know, some of these insects from eating them as easily. So it's really helpful to stake them.
50% of your crop will be lost if you do not stake your tomatoes, cherry, or beefsteak. It doesn't matter. Get them up off the ground. So that is just some of the early season tricks and tips and techniques in which can get your tomatoes up and going and better and more productive than you've ever had them before, whether you have 50 in the ground, 20 in containers, or a few on a porch, patio, or deck. Throughout the season here, the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show, we will continue to add segments of how to do this with your tomatoes at this time of year, how to do that. So if you want more information, you can go to our parent website, which is thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com. And in the search bar in the upper right corner, type in tomatoes. And there will be dozens of videos on very specific how to do this or how to do that or maintaining tomatoes based on what period of growth your tomatoes currently are at this time of year.
So we are brought to you today by our sponsor, Walton's Inc. We know you care about where your food comes from. Canning and preserving your fruits and vegetables is great. But what about the meat? At waltonsinc.com, you can get the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, and any other meat product your way to your high standards. Do you want to make some snack sticks that people will actually like? Walton's created meatgistics.com, an informational site to help you make the best finished product. Walton's even has a full line of their own meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers, and more to help you go from animal to edible. Walton's, everything but the meat. Use code GROW50 to save 10% off your orders of $50 or more.
That's GROW50 to save 50 to save, what was it?
10% off your orders of $50 or more.
At waltonsinc.com.